title of the presentation, MQ Pops Up, Non-Durable Topics and Subscribers, by Angel Rivera, IBM MQ Distributed Level 2 Support, recorded on August 8, 2017. Hello, MQ fans! I hope that you are doing very well. Today I'm going to present the MQ Pops Up, Non-Durable Topics and Subscribers. This is a very beginning presentation of the capabilities for publish and subscribe for MQ. In this presentation, you do not have to modify anything in MQ Explorer or anything in your Queue Manager, and you will be able to use Pops Up. In future presentations, we are going to talk about more capabilities for more in-depth usage of Pops Up. But if you are interested in Pops Up, you can follow this presentation and you can do something useful now, okay? And I'm going to introduce concepts as we go. Some presentations, sometimes they overload a lot at the beginning with tons of theory and little practice, and then at the end they show you the practice. Here I'm starting with just bare basics, and then we will building up, okay? Then let's go to page number 2. And this is a static demo of using MQ Pops Up in a new Queue Manager without any customization. What do I mean static demo? I did the screen captures. This is not a movie. Then you are just going to look at the slides. What we are going to talk about is something called non-durable topics and subscribers. Sometimes they are referred as on the fly. I prefer the term on the fly, otherwise non-durable is, what does it really mean? And I think it's easier to remember on the fly. Another more fancy term will be ad hoc, okay? This is this. We will be creating some things that at the end, if we restart the Queue Manager, these things will not survive the restart of the Queue Manager. And for some things, it's okay. But for some scenarios, you want things to survive the restart of the Queue Manager, and that will be covered in future lecture presentations. Right now is non-durable, on the fly, okay? And there are some aspects on security for Pops Up, and I'm tabling it for a future presentation, and therefore all activities are done by an MQ administrator. In that way, I don't have to cover in this presentation the topic of the theme of security, okay? And there will be something called durable topics and subscribers. Well, and the security, sorry, will be covered in another presentation. Okay, now let's go to page number 3. We have two models for sending messages. The ones that most people are familiar with is the point-to-point, P2P, via an explicit queue. An application puts into queue number 1 a message, and another application gets a message from queue number 1. Okay, it's explicit in the queue. Okay, and it's only 1-to-1. It's tightly related. Okay, now there is another method that is another model, and it's called publish subscribe. And the relationship there is via a topic string. Okay, a publisher publishes a message to a topic string, and this one or more subscribers will subscribe to that topic string, and when a message is published, they will receive a copy. And it means that if you have one subscriber, only one copy of the message is produced. But if you have 1,000 subscribers, 1,000 copies of the message will be given, okay? They don't have to use one particular queue. It means not 1,000 subscribers looking just at a single queue, queue number 1, for example. No, each one will receive its own copy at the same time, okay? And let's go to page number 4. Just quick review of point-to-point, and it's tightly coupled, one-to-one relationship. There is a putter application, does an MQ put into a queue, and then the getter application on the right side of the display here does an MQ get to get that message. Okay, let's go to page number 5. In the Pops Up model, publish, subscribe, we'll call it just now Pops Up for short, is loosely coupled, It is based on the topic string and is a many relationship. Let's go to page number 6, and these are some examples. There could be a publisher but no subscriber. There could be one publisher, one subscriber. It could be one publisher, multiple subscribers. Multiple publishers, multiple subscribers. Could be a subscriber and no publisher. There is another relationship that is not shown in the graph, but anyway. And all of them are linked through the topic, but I want to be explicit. It's called the topic string, and we'll talk more about a distinction with the topic object. There are two things, topic string and a topic object. The topic object is a durable thing that will survive the restart of the queue manager, and the topic string is one of the attributes of the topic object. In this presentation, we are not touching the topic objects. But still, I want to introduce you as soon as possible with the idea that the relationship between a publisher and subscriber is not through the topic object, but through the topic string. And I will keep emphasizing that. And let's go to page number 7. Okay? This is the type of additional information that I'm going to include in presentation. And you are welcome to view it with more details later on. And on the left side says notes and so on. Then what I'm trying to do here is put a lot more information. It's like the speaker notes in a sense, in some cases. In some cases I will skip this slide. In some others I will go in depth in this slide. But let's go to page number 8. As I mentioned in a previous slide, the central concept is the topic string. Messages are published to a topic string. Each publisher uses a single topic string. It's like putting application can put a message into one queue. Well, it's possible to put them in different queues, but you have to open all those queues and so on. And basically the model is you put into one queue, one message into one queue, okay? Then similar to the publisher. The publisher uses a single topic string to publish a message. Now, the messages that are published to the topic strings are delivered to the subscribers for that topic strings, okay? And there could be subscribers that may be subscribing to many topic strings, and they may use wildcards in topic names. I will not go too much in detail in this presentation. I will keep the topic strings very simple. We'll cover more about the multiple levels of a topic string in the next presentation because it's tied to the security model and to what is called the topic tree, which I will not talk really too much in this presentation. Let's go to page number 9. And the topic strings are organized in a logical hierarchy, and they can be created and secured administratively, and they survive the restart of the queue manager via a topic object, or they can be used on the fly. They do not survive a restart, and they are also called non-durable. Okay, let's go to page number 10, and now we start getting into the practical stuff. These examples do not require any additional setup or configuration, no administered topics or subs, no durable anything. However, we require the default value for the following attribute of the queue manager called PS mode, and the default value is enable. How do you check about that? If you are using run MQSC, you have to say display queue manager, PS mode, and it has to be enabled. That's the default value. The reason I mention this is some people sometimes they alter values of attributes without sometimes not knowing what to do, and if they are not being able to use the PubSub, then most likely is they turn it off. Let's go to page 11. At the same time, if you are using the MQ Explorer, what you can do is select the queue manager and then right click on properties and then look at the tab that says publish subscribe, that is at the bottom, and the top attribute it will tell you if it's enabled or not. That's the mapping for the PS mode, okay, in MQ Explorer. Let's go to page number 12. Now let's get our hands dirty. How do we do the testing? We are going to open two little windows, and one will be test publication and the other will be test subscription. But you may wonder about this, because in NQ Explorer, anytime you bring a dialogue, you cannot dismiss it or move it around. I mean, you can move it around and so on, but you cannot create another open another dialogue while this dialogue is on. With these features in for testing the publications and subscriptions and looking at some other things, these dialogues will not prevent you from opening other dialogues. That is something that many people fail to understand when they are trying to work with these options, and that's the reason and I want to show you how to do that. Then what you do is select in the navigation panel for the queue manager, go to the folder called topics, right click, and you will bring the context menu, and in the context menu select test publication. Once we click it, let's go to page 13, and don't do anything with this dialog, just observe, okay? And it will, the dialog is called publish test message, and do not enter data yet, do not click any buttons, okay? And right now we have a dialog, just visualize that. Let's go to page 14. And this is a tricky step, okay? Maybe you need to adjust a little bit that publish test message dialog a little bit out of the way. Right click again on topics, and then you will see the same context menu. Now you do test subscription, okay? Let's go now to page 15. And when you do that, poof, you will get a second window. Now you have two dialogues next to each other. Now you can accommodate them and so on. On the left side will be the publish test message. On the right side will be the subscribe, okay? Let's go to page 16. Now let's do that. Let's start with the subscribe. Now in the subscribe, you have to do in the topic string. Notice that it doesn't say topic object, it says topic string. Remember, the linkage is between topic strings. Now let's put just fruit, okay? And then go to the button called subscribe and click on it. By doing that, we have created an on-the-fly subscriber. The dialog itself, when it comes, has not created anything. When you do the subscribe, boom, that's what it tells. Now the queue manager knows that there is a subscriber for the topic string fruit. For the moment, there are no publishers. Again, the dialog that we open for the publish has not published anything yet, okay? Then let's go to page 17, and now let's move the focus to the dialog that says publish test message. And let's do the same. In topic string, we select fruit, but in this case, we don't have a button called, well, what we have is we need to enter something for the test message just to make sure that we are sending something. And I try to be verbose at this time. This is a test, and then click the button, publish message. Okay, by doing this, now the queue manager knows that there is a publisher, there is a subscriber, and the link between them is the topic string called fruit, okay? By the way, the public subscriber, the topic strings are case sensitive. Then if I started fruit with uppercase, I mean capital F or all uppercase, I mean those are different topic strings, it's case sensitive. Then let's go to page 18. What happens when we do publish message? Then what we do is, if we look at the subscribe window, then we'll see that it would say at the bottom, messages received. There is a timestamp and it says topic string fruit and message, this is a test. Okay, boom. In page 19, we know that in publish subscriber, we can have one publisher and many subscribers. Well, let's add another subscriber. In that way, you will see what happens. Then we can do the same thing. We go to the topics, right click, and then test subscriber. And then we have now a second subscriber window. And we do the same thing. We go to the topic string, we put fruit and subscribe, okay? And now we have one publisher, two subscribers. Let's go to page 20. Then we go to the publish test message. We know how to publish a test message. And we enter test-2, okay? And we click publish message. And now in the two windows that we have now next to each other, we see that is was received, okay? A topic stream fruit message test-2 in one and the other two, okay? Then the same message, one message was published, two subscribers receive it. Let's go to page number 21. Now, let's do something tricky here. Let's add a third subscriber, but instead of fruit, I want to use another topic string called sport. Then we have two subscribers for fruit, one subscriber for sport. We go now to publish this message, and we say test-3. We publish that, and the two subscribers for fruit will get the message, but the subscriber for the sport doesn't get the message because it's a different topic string. Okay, let's go to page 22. What I want to show you is, still we have all those dialogues. Right now we have four dialogues. I'm just trying to move them out of the way. We have one publisher for fruit, and we have two subscribers for fruit and one subscriber for sport. Now, what I want to show you is some of the how the queue manager is keeping track of all those players. Then we go to the topics, right-click, and select status, and let's go to page number 23. And in this dialogue, you will see several rows. Now, the focus will be on the rows for fruit and sport. We'll talk more about this view in a future presentation. Right now, I just want to show you this. Now, on the right side, you will see some other attributes and columns and so on. The ones that I'm interested for this presentation is the sub count, which means count of subscribers, and the pub count, count of publishers. You need to scroll all the way to the right and in order to show them, and that's what I did here. Then what we have here is for fruit, the raw fruit, we have two subscribers and one publisher. For sport, we have one subscriber and we have zero publishers. Okay, right now this status of the topic is matching to what we have. Okay, and let's go to page 24. Now we can do a few more things. Now what I have done is from the topic status window, I selected on fruit and right click, and I said show me the status of the subscribers. And in another dialogue, I will say, show me the status of the publishers. But let's go to page 25. And this is the status of the subscribers, publishers and subscribers. I mean, what I did, I invoked each function at a time, and I have now two additional dialogues. Let's go to the one that is kind of in the middle. And it says, topic status publishes for the topic fruit. And what I have there is a topic string, fruit, and what is the date of the last publication and so on. For the published count, I mean, even though for this test, I have done only three messages, really, I was just testing things, and I was publishing total number of 9. What it means is, the queue manager is keeping track of how many messages are being published. Okay, now the little dialogue at the bottom is showing for, says topic status subscribers for the topic fruit, and I have two subscribers. And the important thing that I wanted to show you is each one of the rows has something called a subscription ID, and it's different. Each one is different. And this is really an important thing that for when we do troubleshooting and administrative kind of investigations, we need to keep in mind that subscribers have a subscription ID. Let's go to page 26. Now, what I wanted to show you is this is the equivalent, but from the run MQSC point of view instead of MQ Explorer. When we do we can issue display, TP status, and fruit, okay? By the way, you need to put the string within quotes, because the first one that I showed you there is TP status, and fruit is not surrounded by single quotes. It will say that the topic string was not found. then you need to put the fruit between quotes, and then you will see there that what is the bunch of attributes. And we have that the topic string is fruit, and the public pop count is number is 1, and the sub count is 2. And let's go to page 27. Just looking at the topic status, but now I want to concentrate on the subscribers. Remember that we have 2 subscribers and we have now 2 entries. So I wanted to show you that the sub IDs are different and the number of messages, well, is what it is. Few more things also to notice that I need to explain. Is durable is no. It means that it will not survive restart of the queue manager. And the other is called subtype API, which means that it was created by an application, in this case, the MQ Explorer. Another subtype is called admin. And that will be when you are using the MQ Explorer or when you are using define subscriber, define sub. That's the administrative command. Again, we'll cover those administration things in the next presentation. Let's go to page 28. This is how to find out the status of a subscriber. The subscriber ID, and you can see all the different things here. Basically, in this case, it's non-durable, how many messages have been received, and so on. Let's go to page 29, and this is the view for the publisher. Just display TP status, type pub, and we'll see, again, what is the publisher in this case. Let's go to the next page, page 30, and this is another command related to PubSub in run MQSC, and is display PubSub all. And the idea is with the sub count, when the type is local, is the total number of subscriptions against the local tree, and the TP count is the total number of topic nodes in the local tree, and it says it seems pretty high, 56. And it was, well, there are some other things that are involved in the topic tree, and they will be covered in the next presentation. This is one view that we have to look at when doing clustered PubSub, but that's an advanced topic, and that will be covered later on. Then I don't want to spend more time in clustered PubSub for this presentation. Let's go to page 31. This is show me all the topics and show me the topic strings. In this case, I don't see anything that says fruit. Well, the reason is that this command, the display topic, is only for the topic objects who are which are administrative objects. They have their own topic string, but the thing is, these topics are not on the fly. They are durable topics and will be covered in the next presentation. Let's go to page 32. One thing about these dialogues is that you can minimize them. And I just wanted to show you what happens when you minimize them, and you will see only the little titles. Now, one thing is, whenever you recover them, there will be a full-blown, the whole screen, and you have to minimize them in order to have them to the original site that you wanted. Okay, let's go to page 33. Let's explore in Explorer. Let's take a look at the folder for topics. This topics view doesn't show the topic strings of fruit and sport because they were non-durable. This is the list of the durable ones. Then you see the system admin topic. The main one is really the system-based topic that will be covered in the next session related to security. And let's go to the next page, page 34. Now, when you do subscriptions, now you will see that is both on the fly and the ones non-durable and durable. Then on the top portion, the ones that do not have a subscription name, they are the non-durables. But they notice that they have a topic string, and there are 2 entries for fruit and 1 entry for sport. And for the bottom ones are the administered, the durable, and they have fields and so on and some information. And we'll be covering them a little bit more in the next presentation. Let's go to page 35. And this is a little bit about troubleshooting. One thing that happens is sometimes people say, well, I'm subscribing to this thing, but I'm not getting any messages. And I would like to take a look at where those intermediate messages are stored. Because I know that when the publisher publishes to the topic, messages are generated, but where are they kept? Well, this is slide, and the next one will show you a little bit. Now, messages in MQ have to live somewhere physically, okay? When a publisher publishes to the topic and the queue manager says, oh, I have two subscribers, I need to create two messages, those messages will be stored somewhere, and they have to be stored in a queue temporarily, okay? And eventually the subscriber will consume those messages. Now, those queues are transparent to the subscriber. That's the whole idea, that the subscriber shouldn't know what queue is being used underneath. The queue manager is hiding all that complexity from the eyes of the subscriber and the publisher, because the publisher and the subscriber, the only thing that they know is the topic string. Okay, they don't care really what are the intermediate queues that are being used. You may care about the queues, but I'm delaying it for the next presentation. And then what I wanted to show you is that really the picture here is more closely to reality. Then we have on the left the publisher does the MQ, publishes a message through the topic. The queue manager is going to generate messages, one for each subscriber, and each subscriber will have a queue. Page 36, then how do we find out which are the queues that are being used by the subscribers? For each non-durable subscriber and on the fly, the queue manager opens this model queue. It's called system.endurable.model.queue. There is a corresponding one for the durable subscribers, a system.durable.model.queue, but we'll cover that in the next presentation. Now, when you have a model queue in MQ, when you open that model queue, you don't open that real model queue. What happens is the queue manager says, hey, you are opening a model queue, but you cannot really see the contents of a model queue because it doesn't exist. It's just a definition. What I'm going to do is I'm going to create a temporary dynamic queue for you based on that model queue. Then if that model queue has some attributes of maximum message length or whatever other things that you want to have, then the temporary dynamic queue that is derived from the model queue will inherit those values. And one of the, I need to include a little parenthesis, is if you create a new model queue for your own usage, make sure that you put something in the description field. Most of the time when we create a queue, we do not bother with the description field. But for the model queue, it's extremely important, because the queue manager, once it spawns a temporary dynamic queue, it has no clue you don't get any clue later on of which is the model queue that created that temporary dynamic queue. The only clue will be in the description. Then if you have a value in the description in your model queue, it will be inherited on the model queues that in the temporary queues that are spawned. In that way, later on when you are looking at the data, if you look at the description field of the temporary dynamic queue, you will know which is the model queue that generated it. Anyway, then the idea is that, again, let's come back to the the topic at hand in page 36. For each non-durable subscriber, the queue manager opens this model queue called system.endurable.model.queue, which results in a temporary dynamic queue. What is a temporary dynamic queue? Well, it does not survive a restart of the queue manager. A permanent dynamic queue will survive a restart of the queue manager. That's the difference. Now, a typical name of this temporary dynamic queue is the following: system.managed.endurable.string. Okay? The second keyword is very important, manage. The manage means that it's created and it will be deleted by the queue manager. It means that if you see a system manage non-durable, whatever, or system manage durable, whatever, in the case of durable subscriptions, don't touch them. Those are queues that the queue manager will handle. It is created by the queue manager. It will be deleted by the queue manager. Okay? Page 37. Okay, let's take a look. From the Explorer. We were looking at the subscriptions for the Explorer, but we have now to scroll all the way to the right in order to see the column called Destination Class. In this case, is Managed. Again, Managed means that the queue manager uses a model queue, creates a dynamic queue, and the queue manager will be responsible for deleting the queue. Now, the other things that are highlighted is this, the destination name, that's the name of the temporary queue. Now, you may think that they look the same, but they end in F523, but if you look at the other digits before, that is 63, 69, 6B, I mean, each queue is different. And the column of durable, all of them are non-durable. It means that they will not survive a restart of the queue manager, okay? Let's go to page number 38, and how you can find out using RunMQSC about the temporary queues. Well, you have to do the display sub asterisk, and then display the attributes of dest for destination and the topic string. And then what you will see in this case, we have three subscribers. The first two on the list here is for the fruit, and the last one is for the sport. And look at the highlighted field of dest for destination. It is a system managed, durable for non-durable, and then each one will be different, okay? Then let's go to page 39, and let's take a look at one of those for the display sub. I want to show all the details for something, for the subscriptions that have a subtype of API. Subtype of API means that we're created by an application that is not the queue manager. In this case, notice also all that information that has the destination, it has the destination class, it has also if it's durable, yes or no. And let's go to page 40. Now, this is showing the display queue local for one of those queues. There are some items, some attributes that I wanted to highlight. One of them is defpsyst for default persistent, and is no. It means that these temporary dynamic queues will not have persistent messages. If you want them persistent, you will have to change the model queue to say defpsyst equals yes, but my suggestion is you will need to know what you are really doing, because otherwise you will consume a lot of space. For the moment, just accept the defaults. Now notice the description field. It says model for managed queues for non-durable subscriptions. This is the description that was inherited for the model queue. Then in that way you can see which is the model queue in a sense that created them. And the max depth. Because some people say, well, is there a limit on the messages that subscribers can have? Well, no. I mean, this number is pretty high. It's just the amount, basically, what the system resources are available for you. Then let's go to page 41. And this is the way to look at the queues for MQ Explorer. And MQ Explorer, by default, if you start MQ Explorer just for the very first time, you may not see anything in this field. Why? Because there are two icons, two toggles that control what is shown, and basically it's just for the sanity of the administrator. The first one is highlighted there in this slide. The first icon on the coming from the left, it says Show Systems Object. Anything that begins with a system, the name ends, begins with system, will be hidden. If you click on that icon, now everything that begins with systems will be shown. If you click it again, it will be hidden, and so on. It's just a toggle. Now, but you may not show system objects, shows you most of the objects, okay? What is not going to show you are temporary queues. Then if you go to the next icon, is show temporary queues, and if you click it, then you will see the system managed and durable. Then if you go to MQ Explorer and you click show system objects, and if you don't see any of the temporary queues, it means that you have to select the other icon next to it in order to show them. Okay, then let's go to the next page, page 42. What I wanted to show you is, let's close all the dialogues, the publishers, subscribers, the status, and so on, and now let's, and so on, and then do show the topic status, as we have done before, and notice that all the counts are zero, because we don't have any publishers, any subscribers. Let's go to page 43, and if we go back to the view of the queues, we'll see that none of the queues associated with the subscribers were there, because these were managed temporary queues, which means that the queue manager creates them when a subscriber is created, and then when the subscriber is closed, is ended, then the queue manager says, well, this particular managed temporary queue was associated with this subscriber. If this subscriber is gone, I don't need this temporary dynamic queue anymore. And the queue manager takes the initiative and deletes that queue. Okay? Let's go to page 44. Now, in this one, what I want to do is open to command prompts. I'm using Windows right now. And what I want to do is use samples that are provided with the code. And I'm giving you the location of which are this, where they are located. These are very similar to MQS put and MQS get. Okay, then we have an MQS pub. Let's go to page 45. I have these two windows side by side. And now, what I want, one problem with this MQS sub is similar to the MQS get. It will remain open for 30 seconds if there are no messages. It means that you have to hurry up really fast if you want to do some testing, okay? Then I like to test using the dialogues, using the MQ Explorer, because they don't expire after 30 seconds. You can keep them for a long time, and you can move them aside, you can minimize them, and then you can play with the topic tree and study things, okay? Then if you want to study the topic tree and so on, my recommendation, don't use the MQS sub. And if you do, maybe you want to modify the timeout for the get, is a get option, and then maybe increase it to 5 minutes, 10 minutes or something, because I think 30 seconds is really short if you want to start exploring, maybe taking a trace or doing things for becoming more familiar. Anyway, I have two windows, one for the publisher, one for the subscriber. Let's go to page 46. And then I go to first to the subscriber. I put MQS sub, fruit QMPS. I mean, it's just the topic string and the queue manager. And it starts, waits for 30 seconds. Then I go shift the focus to the publisher and I enter Apple. Okay. And boom, it's immediately obtained, it's shown over there. I'm waiting for 30 seconds. Let's go to page 47. And it shows what happens when we restart the queue manager. What I'm trying to tell you is, okay, after doing that thing with the fruit and sport, by the way, while the queue manager is up and running, it will remember those, that topic string of fruit and sport. It will remember. Then only when you restart the queue manager, that's when it deletes all those non-durable topics. And then what I wanted to show you is what are the views of the topic status after the restart of the queue manager. Okay, and it means that that fruit and sport are gone. Let's go now to page 48, which is the last page of this presentation. During troubleshooting activities, we may ask the customer to use the command run MQRAS, which is shipped with MQ, and that collects a lot of information for troubleshooting purposes. It is necessary to include minus section space defs in order to collect all the definitions of objects inside the queue manager. And this page shows you what are the files that are related to PubSub for subscribers, topics, status, and etc. we will cover more about troubleshooting in another presentation. Well, we reached the end of this presentation. Thank you very much for your attention. I wish you a very good day.